My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
What have you seen on what screens and what has interested you?
There is a Hollywood couple who apparently got married and none of us noticed.
Stop. People like, this is a Hollywood couple, like, go. They were once in an episode of Housewives of Stanton, Ohio.
No.
Proper celebrities.
Tom Holland and Zendaya.
No, they didn't.
Spider-Man and his missus.
Spider-Man didn't get married to Zendaya and we didn't know about it.
Apparently they did.
Okay.
So they're together years, right?
Yeah.
Since they met on the set of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And Zendaya wore her engagement ring for the first time out in public at the Golden Globes last year.
Okay.
So we knew they were engaged. Yeah. They're very private, the two of them. But then in February, which now we can say last month.
Okay, because it's the 2nd of March, yeah.
She was spotted wearing a plain gold band, just out and about,
okay,
running errands or whatever.
Right.
Now, I kind of didn't pay attention to that because sometimes my engagement ring will spin around if I've been carrying bags or handbags
like
or whatever.
A band.
Yeah, so I thought maybe it's that. But
sorry, just to interrupt. I sometimes find my wife's engagement ring in, you know, my toolbox. I recently found it in. I was looking for a piece of Lego. We're building Alan the cat. We got the Lego cat for Valentine's Day. I got her. So
nice.
We're building. We're nearly finished. It's taking a long time. And I was looking for a particular piece in our giant box of Lego. And I found her engagement ring in there. So
is she playing a game with you?
You know, it's been like this since the day I gave it to her. It's just, I'm surprised it's still here, is what I'll say.
Well, her Zendaya's is on her hand still.
Okay, gotcha.
She's not building Lego, I don't think. But last night, the Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Yep, SAGs.
The Actors Awards, I think. Is that what they're calling them now?
They recalled them. Yes, they have to rename them the Actors Awards. And Jessie Buckley won herself the...
She did.
Best female actress. Yeah, right? Yeah, brilliant.
There's a designer called Law Roach, and he was on the red carpet. Now, he's known to work with Zendaya.
Oh, he's her.
For, like, all of her class outfits that she wears on red carpets and stuff like that. But we knew he was involved in designing her wedding dress, and he wasn't allowed to say anything. People have asked him about it in interviews and everything, but he just shoots them down. But he was asked about this on the red carpet last night.
You and Zendaya have the relationship every stylist and every celebrity would love to have. We know she's going to be getting married. Are we thinking about the looks already for the wedding? Do you come to her and say, hey, Zendaya, I think? Or does she say, this is the bride I want to look like?
Y'all, the wedding already happened. Y'all missed that.
Well, you know, the other day they said she had on a gold band, and folks were wondering.
The wedding is over. Sorry.
Would you stop?
But no, what I'm thinking about is all the movies that she has coming out. There's a lot of premieres. There's a lot of clothes. There's a lot of fashion. There's a lot of archive. There's a lot of method dressing. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that, and that's what I'm concentrating on now.
The wedding has already happened. Yeah. Y'all are too late.
So he's like, over it. Like, in his head, he's like, what are you still talking about that for?
Come on. Is that him just being funny, though, I wonder?
I don't know.
That sounds pretty conclusive.
Well, he sounded like he was over it, and he's looking towards her next movie and what she should be wearing for that.
Well, congratulations to Zendaya and Tom if they are married.
Yeah. They won't tell us.
No, they definitely won't tell us.
So we're just going to... Do you know what? We're just going to say yes. They got married and it was lovely, and all his brothers were there, and there's loads of flowers.
I heard somebody say somewhere, it could have been on a podcast, I don't remember, so forgive me for not crediting the right person. Somebody was somewhere with their daughters and they saw Tom Holland. And they were very excited about seeing Tom Holland.
Yep.
But their daughters were excited because Tom Holland was walking Zendaya's dog. That's what the daughters were excited about. I don't remember who it was. If it was you, you can let me know. No, it's a
Spider-Man.
Not Spider-Man. Didn't care about Spider-Man. Cared about the fact that it was Zendaya's dog.
Two things for your diary.
One.
First thing. Married at First Sight, Australia. Season 13. It's in a week.
Wait,
the
9th of March. I'm writing it down. I'm so invested in maths.
9th of March, E4.
I remember when we went to Australia for the Women's World Cup and like I was like, guys, I think we're going to get to talk to Vera Powell. Exclusive. I think there's a chance Katie McCabe might come over and say something to us. And Maria was like, yeah, that's cool, Dave. Guess who we're talking to tomorrow at 10 a.m.? We're talking to the stars of Married at First Sight. They had a baby there. And I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
This is a different show.
That was Kerry.
Kerry.
And Jonathan.
And Jonathan.
For anyone who cares.
Of course.
And she was so nice.
She was so nice.
The last thing I'm going to tell you about.
Yeah.
This TV show is apparently set to make a comeback.
Which TV show? I love when TV shows come back. No way.
Blind Date, lads.
Ah, Graham will tell us all about it. Yeah, Blind Date.
Yeah, 1985 to 2003 was Cilla Black brought it to us.
If you're like young Shannon here, and you were only born just as it was coming to an end,
yep.
And people don't know what Blind Date is, explain it.
Essentially, it's they bring out a singleton, and there are three singletons on another side of a wall. And the singleton choosing between the three singletons asks questions to each of them.
Yeah.
And then bases their choice off the answers that are given, whether or not they'd be a good match for them. Didn't Holly Willoughby bring something like this back? I feel like she did.
That does ring a bell.
But apparently, Emily Atack now.
Oh, you're
is
from
in
Inbetweeners.
Talks. Yeah.
And Rivals.
Exactly. And do you know what's weird about that is, back in the days when we used to watch Celebrity Juice with Keith Lemon, when Holly Willoughby left, Emily Atack was one of the replacements.
One of the replacement captains.
So she seems to be just kind of following in
Holly's
her
footsteps.
Presenter footsteps. Obviously, Emily Atack does acting as well.
I think my favourite picture ever of Dermot Bannon was when he was on Blind Date and he has the best curtain bangs you've ever seen.
They're like only rivaled by Stephen Gately, I'd say.
Yeah, or your man from out of A1, whatever his name was.
Oh, yeah, Ben.
Ben from A1. Yeah, he had the best ones. Listen, Blind Date coming back with Emily Atack, I would be signed up for that, in fairness. That'll be a really good Saturday night.
Now, it's not confirmed. Apparently, she's just in the talk stages.
Also, I wonder, would dating shows be different in 2026? Well, I suppose you have First Dates and you have Love at First Sight and you have all those. Like, so yeah, maybe Love in the Dark. Like, maybe there's just loads of, the nudie one on Channel 4. There's loads of like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no rules anymore.
Peak.
Yeah, peak dating shows. Yeah. I love those ones where they go like, I'm Margaret and I'm 25 and I'm a bit shy. You're not. You've got your bits out on Channel 4. You're not shy at all, Margaret. Okay? Like, you need to calm down.
We've all seen every inch of you now, Margaret.
Dave Moore on Today FM.